What up? Welcome to Sweet Home Silicon Valley. This is your host, Aubrey Vigna. I've got the pulse on what's good in your neighborhood. I'm connecting you to your community. What's going on, who's hanging out, and when everything is going down. Zoom in with me and let's explore what makes our home so sweet.
Okay, so it's the last Friday of the month, and as promised last month, I said that each Friday, the last Friday of the month, Katie and I would be here to talk about things that are happening locally in Silicon Valley with housing and interesting bits of information and news that we think you, our listeners, might like to hear about. Sometimes we'll take questions, so if you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. But today we thought we'd talk about a couple of articles that we've recently read that pertain to housing here in the South Bay, specifically lifestyle for the South Bay. For those of you who read this, you might recognize that the San Jose Mercury News ran an article about how San Jose, at one point in time last year, was ranked as the third best place to live by U.S. News and World Report. That's the third best in the entire nation, which is a real honor.
Pretty nice.
So what happened? Do you know where we are this year?
17th?
Crazy!
Yeah,
what happened?
I know. Seriously.
So the author of the article, Sal Pizarro, who writes for the Mercury News, said he went on Facebook to try and get some feedback from readers, and a lot of people weighed in and they talked about things that they thought would potentially impact our ranking. Katie, do you recall what some of those things were?
Possibly housing prices, traffic,
Same old.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely digs into your time.
Sure. And granted, these are just anecdotal references from people on Facebook, and you know, you can get the best and the worst of people on that platform, but you know, we hear it too, and we also live here, so we understand, you know, the cost of living is a little bit higher, and traffic certainly can be a bear, especially if you're commuting from South Bay all the way to the city.
This article mentions that it could cause people to spend a third of their waking hours in traffic.
Which is crazy. But that's a good thing for podcasters, right?
Yeah.
You can catch up on
Listen to us.
Shameless plug.
Yes.
But we thought that that was interesting that San Jose would drop from 3rd to 17th. And, you know, certainly take it with a grain of salt because it's just one report. But we like to look at the positive here at Sweet Home Silicon Valley. So we wanted to focus on maybe some light at the end of the tunnel as to how we can improve that ranking and why we think living here in the South Bay in particular is so good. Katie, you were just telling me the other day, you live in downtown San Jose.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening all around us?
So much development, man. High rises left and right, pretty much all around where we currently live. And the downtown, like we talked about, is transitioning some of their parking spaces into retail.
I know, that's so cool. So for those of you who might recall from previous episodes, Katie lives in downtown San Jose, smack dab, right by San Pedro Market Square. She's got a sweet little spot which lets her just pretty much park her car and walk to restaurants and grocery stores or take the scooters.
Yeah, try to get those 10,000 steps in a day.
You're killing it. But right across from her, over at the San Pedro Market Square area, there's this new development she was just talking about. And what they've done is they've converted parking stalls in the San Pedro garage, the parking garage that's right across from the market. They took 12 parking spaces and they turned them into four 400-square-foot little shops. They're kind of like pop-up shops, but they're permanent structures for independent business owners.
Very impressive. Great use of space.
So cool. And how did the idea get started?
I think Knights City. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it was the Knights Cities Challenge, which is part of the foundation. They issued a challenge and somebody came up with this idea, I think back in 2015, and it's finally been executed. But what's really cool is that these four businesses, they're calling them Moment. So it's Moment, part of San Pedro Squared. And currently the four tenants that are there are, they're all four women owned businesses.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Very cool. We actually have some plants from one of them right now.
Awesome. Yes. It's a beautiful, we're sitting in Katie's house, by the way, so I can look at this beautiful plant that
Gorgeous.
She purchased from one of those pop-up shops. Basically Moment, is meant to exercise a new approach to retail that they're saying allows temporary shops to mix and mingle with the traditional brick and mortar businesses that are just across the way. It's kind of a way for small businesses to dip their toe in the retail space and possibly jump from part-time side hustle to a full-time gig, which is really cool. It's a way to support these local business owners. We love that.
Definitely.
And this building sort of explosion that's happening all throughout the downtown San Jose area, one of the benefits of that is it's going to ease housing. I mean, that's the number one challenge I think all of us are experiencing, is there's just not enough housing for the number of people who want to live here. So
yeah, you have the numbers, and it's crazy what's broken ground since 2012, what's been built, what's proposed. So do you want to talk about those numbers?
Totally. So Katie actually found a really cool site that went over all of this, but in terms of urban high density projects, so these are all residential buildings that are going in around the San Jose area. There are currently 25 under construction. There are 53 buildings that are proposed. And since 2015, 13 have been completed. Each of these high-rise buildings can facilitate, on average, around 600 residences. So if you add those numbers up, we're talking thousands of new condos slash apartment homes for people who just don't have a place to live. So help is on the way.
Yes, absolutely.
It's pretty cool too because, and Katie can speak to this, but when you live in a downtown area, like we talked about, you can go without a car possibly because there's public transportation. You can take the cool little scooters that are around all over.
Yeah.
You can walk. You can access grocery stores and restaurants, and you can participate in all the community events and activities that happen.
Yeah.
San Pedro Market, for instance, always has a farmer's market. They've got makers fairs. They have live music. So it's a great way to connect with community too. And Katie, you were reading an article about another frustration that could lead to this decline in what people perceive as a positive place to live here in San Jose, is just that lack of sense of community.
Exactly. The article was talking about that and how everyone's a little disconnected. You're driving from work and then all you want to do is come home, make dinner, and watch TV. So where is that connection with your friends?
Right. And how often do you and your husband go out, you think, and connect with the community in the downtown area?
Man, probably at least 3 to 4 days a week. We're either out visiting one of the restaurants or meeting friends somewhere nearby.
Right. And it's so easy. I mean, it's hard when you live out in the suburbs. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because that's also, there's a lot of perks.
Privacy.
Along.
Yeah.
Sure. but, you know, when you come home and you are tired, perhaps after a day of work, it's so easy to just say, you know what, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm going to walk down and I can meet you, versus the hassle of having to get in the car and drive and find parking. So there are benefits to living in these urban areas.
Yep.
Well, that, I think, about does it for this week. We are keeping it short and sweet. Just wanted to touch on a couple of articles that we thought were interesting and that our listeners might want to hear about. If you have any questions, feedback, or if you have ideas that you think might have led to the drop from 3rd to 17th place, we'd love to hear from you. You can hit us up on our social media channels, which are Sweet Home SV on Instagram and on Facebook. And you can shoot us a message too. hello@sweethomesv.com.
That's a wrap. 5 full days of Silicon Valley swagger. If you haven't listened to any of the other shows, well, you missed out. Just kidding. Check out our website, whatupsv.com, where you can catch up on our past shows. Or subscribe and never miss anything. Ever.